In this episode, you'll discover how to use the power of video in the restaurant business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right, I'm in Atlanta. I'm out here meeting with clients, but I'm gonna give you an episode that I've been holding in the can with Jeff Harrison and Andrew McCauley. Jeff has been featured on this podcast on Video Marketing Mastery. When he stopped by the office, he is a frequent listener. We chatted up all the time. And in this episode, we talk about the restaurant business, how to use video and marketing tactics to convince and convert at faster rates. And something tells me that when you listen to this episode, it's all gonna start to click because we're teaching the same tactics in a different industry. And once you understand that, it's highly replicatable across industries because people need to be educated. You need to convince them in a certain way and be persuasive, right? And I teach you how to do that in the restaurant business. Now, we're at the National Society of Genetic Counselors Conference. It is going down. We just got here. It's gonna open in just a few moments. We're gonna be meeting with our clients, going out to dinner, helping them lay out their strategies, and I'll be bringing you more information from Atlanta while we're here. Enjoy the episode with Andrew and Jeff.
Hey, welcome to Reservations. We have a very special guest in the house today. His name is Todd Hartley. He has a company called Wirebuzz. And before I misstate anything, I just want to bring him aboard. And Todd, do us a favor, explain who you are, how you got here, and then let's dive into today's topic.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Look, you know, I'm the CEO of Wirebuzz. We're a digital marketing agency that trailblazes in the video space for generating a return on investment for clients. Right? Nobody really needs video. They need to make sure those videos generate ROI. And I stumbled into this some 20 years ago when my breaking news site went crazy viral, was generating 36 million visitors a year on zero advertising and zero marketing dollars, and a career was born. I got hired to go out to LA to run digital for seven of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows. And when I was inside the database where all good nerds live, I started to see that video was getting 10 times the results of any other content we were creating at the network. And this was 2003. So I just decided that I needed to plant my digital marketing guru flag in the video space. And I've been waiting for bandwidth to catch up. And now we have like a fire hose of bandwidth. And video is a powerful tool for businesses to convince and convert. And few spaces are as enjoyable for me as the restaurant business, where really my career got started years ago as a waiter and a bartender when I was in college. So I love this topic, guys, and I'm excited that you asked me to be here with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Todd. Hey, before we get too far along in there, I'd like to ask a question, and probably some people that may not have heard of you. I'm a Todd Hartley junkie, and I listen to all your podcasts and read everything you have to come out. And you talked about something called a sales journey and how you implemented it in your business and how it really shortened the sales cycle. Can you just overview that and then let's dive
yes.
into it?
Yeah, in a moment, we're going to talk about these 15-second videos that social media likes to talk about all the time. But whenever you're trying to sell anything to anyone, you have to bring them through a customer journey. And it's where you transfer the information from your big massive dome bloop, into their brain for them to make a buying decision. And once they have that essential information, then buying is a no-brainer. So we all have to figure out what path do we take our prospects down. And as we proceed ahead with this conversation, I'm going to explain what type of buyer's journey in the restaurant business is available, how to use that to your advantage. But before I do that, it's important you realize that every time you bring somebody through a buyer's journey, they're going to buy at faster and faster rates if you know what you're doing. So awareness stage is where most marketers think of video. And that's just an appetizer. And when I think of awareness stage videos, for people that are listening right now, what you're really thinking of these little 15-second throwaways. They're just a teaser to get your name out there. And you can target people by zip code and and demographics like age. You look around your restaurant, you're like, oh, we're a family restaurant. You can target families in, you know, parents and get your information right in front of them. But that's just where, that's just a handshake hello, right? It's not enough to really pique somebody's interest. And so that's one tactic, but it's really great at this early first awareness stage. Another great thing to be doing is to recognize that your chef is the guru of your facility. They are the big celebrity. And I've had the real luxury in my restaurant career of working at four of the number one restaurants in Los Angeles and in Phoenix. And so those chefs are, they're rock stars. One of my chefs was even a Food Network chef. And so if you can get them creating short little videos where they're teaching a simple recipe, here's an idea. Here's a healthy salad dressing made with really fresh extra virgin olive oil and some ingredients. And the chef is talking to the camera. And then the chef's teaching the recipe, but they're also saying, come visit me. I will make this for you, you know, and your family to go with this salad. And we can talk further. Your chef's now developing a deeper relationship and bringing people back into the restaurant. And I know firsthand that when I talk to restaurateurs about teaching recipes, there's like a red flag that goes off. Oh, well, we don't want to get all of our recipes out there because that's dangerous. But I do know from the Food Network chef that I worked with, I said to him one day, I said, chef, can you teach me that recipe? Because I'd like to make that for my girlfriend. She'd really think I'm like the boss if I can crank out a recipe like that. So he gave me every ingredient. It's got paprika. It's got the olive oil. You're going to want to add a little cumin. And then 5 minutes later, a guest walked up to the line and said, chef, excuse me, because he had an open kitchen where he's cooking. Could I get the recipe for the same thing I asked 5 minutes before? And he's like, no, no, it doesn't have paprika. It doesn't have cumin. So I cornered him later on. And I was like, wait a second. You gave her a different recipe than me. And he said, it doesn't matter. Even if I gave the perfect recipe, you couldn't do it because you're a moron. So give recipes that are easy for people, but no, they're still going to come in because they need that, get it the way you do it and have your vibe and flavor around it and have fun with it.
So I hear you saying that giving away the entire recipe, you know, that fear of, oh, I've given it all away, we need to set that aside because they usually can't do it themselves. And quite frankly, that's not the experience. It's saying, hey, I came in and Todd made that for me and I had the experience of the restaurant.
Yeah. Jeff, think about it. You're spot on. What am I doing? I'm abundant. I'm like you guys. I'm giving away my knowledge without anything in return. Because I already know, like you, that the more knowledge you share, the more friends you develop, the more abundant your universe becomes. And candidly, cooking's hard. Making videos and digital marketing is hard. You can tell people how to do it, but they're still going to walk in and they're going to look for their local Julia Childs to create something that is friggin' awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, restaurants would have been out of business centuries ago, right? Right.
The first time the first cookbook was created.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Todd, I want one question or talk about this question is, you mentioned earlier about 15-second videos. And is that like the recipe for every video that restaurant puts out? Keep them 15 seconds or is there more of a... is there a better model?
Yeah, those are just tapas. That's all they are. They're just little tastes. And then you've got to, so you've got this like 15-second video. By the way, you should look at the videos just like your menu. You would not just have a menu of little items. And it's not because little items don't eventually get people full. It's because they're not compelling or convincing enough. Okay. So you need to have these little tasters, these little 15 seconds that also in your arsenal that you're spreading out there to gain influence, longer videos to help create that experience for people. We already know that when people watch business videos about a product or a service, that they're 85% more likely to buy. You should regularly be creating not only the 15 seconds, but 2 minute videos with your chef, right? Longer conversations. And as the holidays roll around, Maybe that chef should be teaching how to create that chef's grandma's recipe for stuffing, right? Yeah. And use that as an opportunity to get back in front of them. Or if Valentine's Day is happening, you might want to create a buyer's journey for Valentine's Day and the unique menu that you're preparing. Yeah. So you can bring people, once they see that 15-second ad on YouTube or Facebook, then they click and they get to a landing page where there's a journey where the man gets to look at it and say, I'm bringing my date to this restaurant because they're making these appetizers. We see the chef going to the farmer's market in the morning, picking out the ingredients. Like, all of that is essential to seducing a customer to come into your restaurant, and it should be used to your advantage. But if you're just relying on 15-second videos, you're not really providing any entrees for the mind, right?
I feel like now I'm hungry a little bit, not quite a bit, but here's what I'm curious about. Do you think the average restaurant owner understands the journey that their customer is taking to intellectually put this together, this whole journey?
I think it's easier for them to understand what a wedding planner or a bride and groom does, and, you know, for like a catering event, because those are, by the way, I think every restaurateur needs to have plays like Tom Brady has plays when he lines up and looks at the defense. So if you're, let's say you get 30% of your business from catering, just for the sake of discussion, the number really doesn't matter. But let's say you've got 30% of your business and that's a significant chunk and you want to increase that to 60 because, well, candidly, if you can get it to 60, then your life's a whole lot easier. So what do you do? The people that are coming that are event planners or maybe a wedding planner or a bride and groom are looking for different things than your normal restaurant guest. So you should create an individual page that talks about the unique value that your catering services provide. And then you should show examples of your food laid out on a buffet or your food presented as a sample menu from a wedding you recently did. And then below that, you should be having a testimonial from somebody that hired you to do their wedding, if it's a wedding page. Personally, I think you should have a page for weddings and ones for catering because they're different sensibilities. And with the wedding one, you could be tapping in on the heart emotion a little bit deeper, and you could be showing unique things that you've done for brides and grooms, because the next time a bride and groom and a wedding planner come to you, you can then read the defense like Tom Brady, look around and say, I'm going to send you before our meeting our journey page for wedding planners. And then everything's hyper relevant to them. And the more relevant, the higher their attention span, the greater their faith in you to be able to deliver, like you're saying, because you're providing proof. Right? So I want people to think about that, because if you can send that as a restaurateur to a wedding planner before they come in the first time, or if somebody comes up to you at your restaurant in the middle of a busy shift and you say, you know what, I'll follow up, give me your email, I'll follow up with a video about our wedding services that we provide. And really all you're doing is sending them a link to your wedding page, the customer journey page. And on there are videos, they will go and look through everything, and now you're going to be converting. Instead of 30% of your business being catering, it's going to go up higher and higher. And now you know plays that are going to crush the defense every single time, and then you just replicate it.
Todd, you know, when it comes down to that whole journey, you really have that to a science. If you had to, you know, off the top of your head, say, hey, if you were to create a customer journey, what kind of elements would we have in there for the restaurant?
All right. So, you know, you bring, Jeff brings up a good point. Wirebuzz does over 2,000 videos a year for Fortune 100 companies, for celebrities. And often those are the train tracks we discussed earlier, is the customer journey page. And the videos just command their attention and transfer the information at faster rates than text. So with a restaurateur, the easiest way to look at it is that page is broken down into, just like your menu, is broken down into three sections. Awareness stage up at the top of the page. That's where you're basically, let's talk event planner. No, let's talk wedding coordinator. That's where you're dog whistling to them at the beginning. This page is for you, right? So you've got a headline up there that talks about it and commands their attention, followed by a video that shows your food and your catering services for weddings. And then it talks about your after you go through awareness, which is really aligning with them when they come onto your page. Often people start in the next stage, which is consideration. There's no reason for you to start your page with consideration. First, you got to set up the reason and the alignment with them. Then you get to consideration stage where they're starting to understand what you provide. And that's the first place you introduce your value proposition. And then as you go down the page, decision stage is where you talk about cost. And you handle all of those late stage questions that might come up, like when do you need to put in a deposit? And how soon from the wedding date do you need to know in order to get that cake just ready, right? All the details. And so that happens in the decision stage down at the bottom. So awareness, where you align, then consideration, where you talk about yours and why yours is the best. And then decision stage, which is where you answer those late stage hesitation questions. And that's the anatomy of that page. And you flow people through it, just like a sales funnel.
You know, Todd, you make that seem so simple. Just like that, and comparing it to a menu, it feels like as you're talking about that, with all the ads we run or that we see from restaurants, they go right to either the consideration and I want your money stage, and they forget to build any awareness.
Yeah.
And wonder why they have empty seats in the restaurant.
Absolutely. It's what happens is you're out of context because you haven't aligned yet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of out of context scenarios that I've seen as a bartender that fits in. Example, and restaurateurs see this every night, but they don't think about it in connection with their marketing being out of context. The reason you want to align at the very beginning is so when you ask for the opportunity to service their needs, they've already been nodding with you and they're already jiving with you. So Let me give you the restaurant experience. As a bartender every night, far too often, I saw a cool guy walk up to single girls and misalign the conversation. And in the first few moments, he's already talking about, let's get out of here and you can go back and see my fish tank. The reason that conversion doesn't work is because cool guy at bar hasn't aligned yet, right? He's out of context. Mm-hmm. So before you can ask for the deal, you have to make sure you address what their immediate pain points are. Start discussing the value that you provide before you can ask them to make a decision. It's no different in the restaurant business. As a restaurant, you have to recognize there are certain times of the day where your ad dollars would be best spent if you're marketing during those windows. An example, there is a pokey place not too far from my office, and on Facebook, sometime around 10 a.m., to noon is when their ads pop up, and then 2:30 to 5. And by then I'm getting pokey, man, because it's so tempting, right? And so don't be advertising at 10 o'clock at night where people are already satisfied. Use the window where the tummy is empty as a way to inspire people to make the right purchase decision. And it's easy to do that on social. And then also make sure you're regularly using your email newsletter, but distributing it at the appropriate time so people want to make purchase decisions around food.
Yeah. Well, Todd, first of all, this has been incredible. You're so generous with your time and your knowledge. And I have to say publicly that you said it right. You just give. And I think I've listened to every one of your podcasts and every one of your videos, and never once have you said, click the link below. And you know, it's never been that way unless it's to get more stuff. And yet, like you said, you do over 2,000 videos a year, and I've been in your offices and you have a phenomenal operation.
Thank you.
If somebody wanted to learn more about you, how would they go about that?
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff. Well, there's a couple things. I run a company called Wirebuzz, where we're at right now. Wirebuzz.com is where you find us, all one word. And I'm also a speaker and go all over the world. ToddHartley.com is where you can find that information. And every day on social media, I drop more knowledge bombs that help businesses close deals at faster rates. And I use the power of video because I know that I can develop a deeper relationship with people using video, and restaurant tours should be no different. If you have your own device, or if you have a crew come in like Jeff's team and interview your chef and only inconvenience your staff once every month, but you're creating a lot of content as they're cooking. Hey, chef, what are you making right now, right? And then the chef starts to explain it. And before you know it, you've got a library of content that your team could be pushing out to stay top of mind. And all of that content then brings them back into a buyer's journey. Before you know it, your restaurant is going to be crushing more guests in seats than ever before. And it's a real honor, Jeff and Andrew, to be able to share some of this information to help businesses become more profitable.
Hey, do us a favor before you leave. Tell us about how they can follow you on your podcast.
Yep. Thank you. My podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, it's called Video Marketing Mastery. And all I'm doing is making sure people understand the latest developments in marketing, in sales, in events, and how you use video through all of those to pump up the jam with revenue. And you could tell that it was very easy for me to transfer this information directly to restaurants because the blueprints and tactics that we teach are highly applicable across industry, because at the end of the day, all you're doing is tempting people and educating them.
Todd, thank you again so much. We appreciate it. And thank you for joining us on Reservations. I'm Jeff Harrison.
Hey, I'm Andrew McCauley.
Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.